This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, welcome to the second hour of primetime. You missed the first hour. You can download that, the fan podcast, at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. In the news, coming up in 30 minutes.
Hell nice, yeah. Wait, am I doing that or are you doing that?
I'll do that. Hey,
okay,
hey,
I love it.
Sit back over there, mister.
All right,
hold up.
All right.
We got the club. We'll have to revisit Smokey the Bear, probably, right? Right? We still have that on the table.
What are you talking about?
Sam Elliott.
Oh yeah,
we still.
Buck, do you have the final?
Did you find a nicer Sam Elliott?
Oh no, I stopped at the end of the show on Wednesday. Was I supposed to be doing more with that?
Yeah, well, we'd like it if by the end of the maybe
only
during the club
you
tonight,
can prevent wildfires.
We have
that was a pretty good one.
The best side by side.
Yeah, only you can prevent wildfires.
And see, we need one that doesn't have back. Ground audio, because that sounds like a commercial.
And how am I supposed to procure that from one Sam
Call
Elliott?
Call Sam Elliott.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have his number?
No.
Dude, I'm calling Boss Man Hera. I'm tired of this.
Yeah, roll some heads. Okay, well, no.
Dusty Circus on line one.
We would like you to have at least them side by side so we can compare.
What do you mean by side by side?
Like, just have them both ready to go. That's it. Like, already have them. Just play them.
Oh, okay. I can keep playing them. That's no problem.
The setup is to see
can prevent wildfires.
The setup is to see if Suit can tell the difference. Correct.
Yeah, that was what we were going to try to do. Is play it.
So then I got to find some ambient music to put behind Patrick to make that work.
We'll revisit this in the break.
Beef fajitas.
Fajitas. I like how he says fajitas. I told you, you dumb bitch.
By the way, we announced today that Dusty Hare is our new program director.
Oh, yes. That was the highlight of hour one. Had him on the show.
Yep.
Asked him some hard-hitting questions.
Yep. He's leaving the show.
Made him spill the beans.
He's leaving
the
show.
He is leaving.
Danny needs a co-host.
Danny and friends coming your way, my friends.
Yep.
A lot of people suggesting a Hunt for the Host redux.
Dude, I've wanted to do another Hunt for the Host since I got here, simply because the year that I won, I had to listen to Rashad, Keith, and Luke tell me that I suck.
Why did they tell you sucked?
Because, I don't know. Because they're just being hard-hitting judges.
Dude, do we need a 30 for 30 on the behind the scenes of the Hunt for the Host and all the backstabbing and hate and
oh, no,
fighting?
They were hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
I didn't know any of this.
I want to be a judge.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe Dusty, our new boss, will...
Everybody wants the power.
Maybe he'll bring that back.
Yeah, maybe. So that's the cool news. And like I said, you can catch that on fan podcast, tanningthefan.com, Odyssey app. A little Major League Baseball booty bump here.
Yeah.
Stop me if you've heard this one before. I woke up in the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep. And so I like grabbed my phone and I flipped through it. And the Angels announced that Mike Trout lands on the DL.
Oh, no.
The injured reserve list.
Isn't he hitting like 180?
Something like that. I think I've seen in the last 4 years with a minimum at bat, he might be one of the lowest war guys in baseball.
What happened to him? Did he just get hurt all the time?
I think that's it. I think his body is just shot.
So he is...
They say he's got a...
179, dude.
He's got a bone bruise on one of his knees, and he's supposed to only be out the minimum 10 days. At least that's what Ron Ice Washington says.
I love that guy.
Who doesn't love that guy?
I'd play for Ron Walsh.
Without a doubt, I would play for Walsh.
Trout's 33.
He's got 5 more years on that deal.
Wow.
$37 million a year.
Oof.
Guess what? He is the second highest paid player on the Angels.
First being Ohtani?
No. They don't owe Ohtani money.
Yeah, they trade it. Wait, really? Oh, is it? Are they still paying the what's his nuts? The third baseman,
they're paying Rendon.
Anthony Rendon.
Anthony Rendon.
He makes $38 million
a
year.
Oh my God! That does he even play?
No, he does not.
Plays less than Trout does.
That's $75 million on the book for two guys that don't play.
And he hates baseball.
Yeah, and Rendon says he hates baseball.
Didn't he retire?
No, no.
I guess you can't retire.
No, don't retire. You want that money.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, he played 5 games this year and then went on the DL. I think it just gets to the point, you know, they moved Mike Trout over to right field to try to alleviate some of the pressure on him. The problem is they have Jorge Soler that they rescued from the Braves.
Can you tell me, like I'm four, why moving to right field is so much better than center field for injuries?
I think it's less ground to cover.
Okay.
And less, you know, balls in the gap are technically your responsibility as a center fielder. I don't know.
Okay.
And the problem is they can't DH him full-time because Jorge Soler is there, and his defense is atrocious.
So Trout is 33. He hasn't done much of anything since 2022, he hit 40 home runs.
19, he won an MVP, his third.
Yeah, 3 MVPs. 2022, he hit 283 with 40 home runs and 80 ribs. And he only stole, like, a base, one base. Did he used to steal?
He did, but I'd be interested in young, healthy Mike Trout in today's base stealing game.
Young, healthy Mike Trout, the most steals he had was 49. He was a 30-30 guy.
That's 49's not bad.
No, but he never really, I mean,
yeah.
After that was his second year, or that was basically his rookie year. After that, he stole over 30 twice in 10 seasons.
Yeah.
12 seasons. It's weird. I thought he was. I don't know.
Are we still in the Hall of Fame train with Mike Trout?
Oh boy, that's interesting.
I think the answer is yes.
Didn't he have the greatest WAR ever or something like that?
Yeah, his career WAR is still like 80.
Guess his number of hits.
I'll bet you he has
15 seasons.
2,600 hits.
2,345.
Wow. Bros, 1,667.
Wow, for some reason I thought he was past 2.
How many home runs?
He has over 300 home runs.
He does have over 300, but does he have
356?
387. Yeah.
So he could get to 500.
Batting average 297. I don't know.
His batting average is 297, and he hasn't been good for 3 straight years.
Deal says the Angels need to go out and sign Joel Embiid.
Have 150 mil on the books for 3 players.
Basketball's Rendon and Trout.
There have been a lot of these. Who in sports has had the most absurd contract to injury?
In baseball or in sports?
Sports. There have been a million of these. Embiid's a great one.
I mean, I think Embiid is kind of running the show here. But Ben Simmons isn't all injury.
He's not that great.
He's not that great. He's just a first overall pick. And his isn't all physical injury.
I mean, they call Anthony Davis street clothes for a reason.
Yeah, Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Kawhi, big one. Yeah.
Yeah. But I got a hot take on that. I got a hot take on that.
Chandler Parsons was that way forever.
I mean, Trout, Griffey.
Well, Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, maybe. Watson, maybe one.
That's number one.
Guaranteed contract.
He's only played, I think we said yesterday.
He tore his Achilles, and then while recovering from the Achilles, tore it again.
Since they signed that deal, I think he's only started 19 games for them.
And thrown less touchdown passes?
I think is what it was.
I think it's like he has more games started than touchdowns.
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's take a look.
Let's take a little gander. You know, you don't see it in the NFL a whole lot.
John Wall. Somebody said John Wall.
John Wall. Well, that's because when they shipped him out of town, he was like, cool, I'm done. I don't want to play anymore.
Okay.
But I'm not retiring.
Cleveland Browns.
I mean, outside
He started Deshaun Watson has started 19 games. He is 9-10. And he has... Ah, look at that. 19 times.
Ah, so technically I'm wrong. Outside of Deshaun Watson, you don't see it happen in the NFL because there aren't guaranteed contracts. That's why Deshaun's number one.
Yeah,
because he has a guaranteed contract.
Yeah.
Baseball's guaranteed. Basketball's guaranteed. You know, Griffey made a lot of money in Cincinnati for not playing a whole lot.
That's true. What did he make there?
He made more than he made in Seattle.
Griffey in Cincinnati's a good one.
That's a great one.
Trout's making more money, though. So it might be Trout. I mean, I think the winner is Deshaun Watson with a slice of Joel Embiid. Embiid.
DeGrom in there at all?
No, because he's got three Cy Youngs or two Cy Youngs and, you know, an outside Hall of Fame chance.
I feel like there's some pitchers out there for sure that have cashed in big and they just never play.
I think most of DeGrom's contracts are like 2 years, 85 mil. You know, he doesn't have the Garrett Cole 10-year, 350.
Buddy of mine texted me, but did you know that Ken Griffey's still getting paid by the Reds?
Yes, I do know that. This? I did know that.
He gets a like, I don't know, $3 or $4 million a year.
That's great.
Still.
That's great. Did you see he had the official winner pick from the Masters?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Also, great shot. Since 2020, Jacob DeGrom starts by season 12, 15, 11, 6, 3, 6.
And make him $35 million a year.
He's not playing a lot for that those contracts.
Somebody brought
DeGrom's a good one.
Josh Hamilton.
Hamilton's a great one. I mean, anybody that got signed by the Angels around then.
I think you got the winner in Griffey when you look at the amount of money that they've spent on him. That was 2000 he went there for $7 million a year. They're still paying him, dude.
Rendon's pretty spectacular, though, because it was off the back of, like, one great season on a World Series run with the Nats. And then, like, Griffey at least, like...
But he didn't do anything in Strasburg.
No, I know he didn't, but at least he kind of... I don't want to say he earned it by what he did to get there, but Griffey had so much greatness before that, whereas Rendon, like, I don't know, feels like he had a couple good seasons, turned it into this thing, and then just disappeared.
I mean, I was going to support that. I was going to say Strasburg, he won the MVP, but Rendon was probably number two in the voting, and then I just realized Steven Strasburg made, like, $275 million off the Nationals and retired the next year.
And there's another one, Strasburg. He's always hurt.
And he's a World Series MVP a number one overall pick.
He came through, but he was always hurt. I'm looking at Griffey in Cincinnati. Boy, I didn't know that he was better there than
his first
I remember.
His first like 2-3 years are still like 40 bombs.
Well, he hit 40.
We got to hit 600 somehow.
He hit 40 in 2000, and he was there longer than I remember too. But there was a year, 2005, 301 batting average, 35 bombs, 92 RBI.
Where did he finish on the MVP?
That year, he won 24th.
Dang, was that just
steroids,
the year of the greatest players? What year did you say?
2005.
Oh, that's a Bonds year if I've ever heard one.
Hell yeah, it was.
Little baby Buck written on little...
Hell yeah, man.
No, it was actually Pujols that year.
Oh, okay. Oh, they won the World Series that year, I
believe. Pujols and Andrew Jones.
I believe they won the World Series that year. All right, we'll keep this MLB booty bump going. When is it time to panic? We'll get to that next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In the news coming up.
Yeah.
So stick around for that. Your fill-in newsman will be here.
Hell yeah.
Taking tips from the pro. Looking at bad contracts.
Can I just tell
you? Boy, you got one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's bad.
It's a great contract.
It's a great contract.
It works for both parties. But I just wanted to point out, and I don't know that we ever talked about this. We've alluded to the fact that Shohei with the Dodgers, what is it, $800 million?
I didn't know it broke down like this.
Yeah, we've alluded to the fact that he has a bunch of deferred money, but the breakdown is wild. So that dude, so Shohei Ohtani is making $2 million a year,
mm-hmm.
Cash. I mean, that like on their, as far
on their
as base
payroll.
Salary.
Yeah, yeah.
And he will make $2 million a year with the Dodgers. Right now he's 29. He will make that until he's 38. Beginning at age 39, Shohei Ohtani will then make $68 million per year for 10 straight years.
So he will turn 50 and be unemployed. Basically turning 50 and not get a paycheck.
He'll turn 50 and will have just collected $680 million over 10 years.
On top of, I think they said he made $150 million last year.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, what he's already put in the bank.
Yeah, he made $150 million last year, two from the Dodgers.
Now, of course, remember his interpreter has bet a lot of that.
Well, yeah, wait until some of those Ipe futures hit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, does he still get to own those futures?
No, I'm guessing.
Can you argue that I still?
But
own
dude,
those?
That's really smart because right now he's in California. You know, depending on where he lives and his tax situation.
Well, that's the thing. That was the whole conversation. And even Gavin Newsom has stepped in and kind of said, we're going to look into this because the whole thought is that right before that contract
he's
kicks
out
in,
of there.
He goes to Tokyo.
That's right.
And does not pay United States income tax.
Exactly.
I mean, I would do that. Would
dude,
you not?
That is the greatest contract.
Or he's got a home in Texas.
Whatever.
In Florida.
I, that's the greatest contract I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever.
That's.
I mean, it's also the biggest ever.
Yes, that's great. I mean, one could argue Deshaun Watson's is the greatest contract of all time because you don't have to do anything.
Well, it's quite a ripoff. Well,
depends on who you are.
Well, I mean, what do you get? 230 over 5 years? Or
yeah,
something?
And you don't have to do anything.
Well, you do. Well, you have to go to court.
You have to tear your Achilles.
That has nothing to do with your contract.
You have to get
though.
A few massages. No, Shohei's better contract.
I was really surprised. Joe and I talked about this on the Hot Corner Tuesdays, 7 to 9. You know how sports leagues are all copycat leagues? You know, everybody sees something, we're going to repeat that, et cetera, you know, like the big three in the NBA. That is one of the biggest copycats you can ever find. I was very, very surprised that more teams didn't do the Dodger way. It makes me think that other teams in other markets don't view it sustainably.
What do
like
you mean?
Juan Soto.
Not everybody can do. They've spent like $400 million.
I know, but Juan Soto on the Mets, Gary Cohen or Steve Cohen, he has so much money. I was just more surprised that you didn't backlog that contract.
That more teams aren't doing the deferments.
The deferments. And same with Vladdy in Toronto. Like Toronto's trying to be big spenders. They're always in on whoever the big free agent is. But Vladdy, no. All that money is right up front each year. I was very surprised that more people didn't go the Shohei route. Because it's not just Shohei on the team.
Well,
it's Yamamoto's that way, Mookie's that way, Freddie's that way.
Not every player wants that. You know,
I mean, a lot of guys want their money right now.
Yeah, guys want to get paid. I would say that the one team that did something that seems to have kind of started a new trend was the Braves.
Yep.
When they had the Acuna and Riley,
Ozzie Albies,
they signed a lot of those young guys, particularly the guys from Dominican or Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
They come here and they see dollar signs. They want to cash in right away. And I think a lot of GMs take advantage of that.
Without a doubt. It's an economic thing.
Ozzie Albies.
They come from nothing.
You know what Ozzie Albies, and now he's been kind of in and out of the lineup too.
He's had a rough couple years.
But his contract, they gave that dude 7 years, $35 million.
Yeah.
Total.
Ronald Acuna makes like $16 million a year.
Yes. But to Acuna, he's like, oh my God, I just hit the lottery. To the Braves, it works because you can now afford to keep all of these guys. They've done that. I know a lot of other teams are getting smarter about that with signing their rookies early. I thought the Mariners with Julio did a pretty good contract.
It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's longevity. I mean, he can cash out a lot more than an Acuna can. His cash out is like 280.
Yeah. His was 12 years, 210.
Oh,
but there's
bonuses and incentives that he can hit along the way.
Yes, but with the potential that he showed. Now it's a little bit of a risk because if he flames out, you're like, oh boy. But you saw his. As much as I bag on him, I think he's a little overrated.
Sure,
but he's not overrated. I think he's got some holes in his.
The hype machine is larger than the player machine.
But he's an immense talent.
Without a doubt.
And so when you see that at the age of 20, you lock that up. And it's the faster you do it, the less you pay. And so I think it was really smart. You knew he was your franchise guy. You knew you had to keep him. Mm-hmm. So they did it at a pretty nice number.
That's palatable. He's their best prospect since Alex Rodriguez.
Hey, Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Do you know that the top pitching prospect in the Mariners organization pitches both ways? He's a lefty and a righty.
Yes.
Did you know this?
I did know this.
Gerangelo Saintia.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And apparently is pretty good at it.
He's great at it.
Throws like 92 plus with both arms.
And with both arms,
I think he's in high switch. A right now.
He will switch like mid.
Yeah, you have to declare.
Yeah.
When a batter comes up, you have to declare.
How cool is that going to be when he gets to the bigs?
I mean, is this what we keep seeing? Is this, you know, Travis Hunter offense and defense? Shohei Ohtani?
The A's had that dude that did it for a little bit, Pat Venditti.
Yeah.
That was probably now 8 or 10 years ago. So it's been done, but it's super rare, and I have to think it's an asset.
It's been done by, like, relievers who are mid-shelf relievers.
Yeah.
But, you know, now we're seeing dudes at the big time being able to kind of do multiple stuff. All right, that is MLB Booty Bump. It is time for In the News. Are you ready, Rob? Are you going to be my street reporter today?
I'm going to be over here shaking my knee because I'm just so nervous. I need it to go well because I'm not orchestrating it today as the newsman. I'm merely a contributor, so I'm going to be a little nervous.
You'll be fine. Okay. Here's Buck with sports.